We hope you find this WILL podcast to be valuable. A $10 voluntary credit card contribution at willpledge.org will help us continue to make podcasts of our programs available. Thank you. And that address again is willpledge.org. willpledge.org. Now here's your program.
Last year, an earthquake hit the hemisphere's most vulnerable country, Haiti. It was devastating, killing an estimated 230,000 people. 1 million people were left homeless. Homes were not the only buildings leveled in the quake. Hospitals and clinics were among the buildings damaged or destroyed. That prompted teams of American healthcare workers to volunteer to help Haitians in need of medical care. Among those answering the call last year were a surgeon, Dr. Kenneth Dalls, and an RN, Amanda Fry, both of Carle Hospital in Urbana. Amanda Fry spent 3 weeks in Port-au-Prince and promised to return. Amanda Fry and another surgeon from Carle, Dr. Cole Anderson, joined me in the studio this afternoon to tell us about the plans for a team of volunteers to go to Haiti next month for a week beginning March 25th. And so good afternoon and welcome to the two of you.
Thank you.
Why did you want to volunteer this time around?
Well, I'm a oral and maxillofacial specialist, and one of the services we provide and in our specialty is to provide different surgical procedures in areas all around the world. And so that opportunity in the specialty has always had me interested in this sort of effort. And so when I learned of the effort at Carle, I was very excited to participate.
And now, Amanda, tell us about your experience in Haiti last year.
Well, I spent 18 days in Haiti. The first week I spent with the University of Miami Project MediShare. And Project MediShare was founded in 94, actually, by Dr. Barth Green with the University of Miami. They've been in Haiti since then, providing health care. After the earthquake, they took over an abandoned hospital, which there are plenty of abandoned hospitals, all except for one, actually, in the capital of Port-au-Prince. This hospital that we will be participating with is the only critical care hospital in the entire country. And, you know, the country of Haiti is made up of 10 million people, and this is the only hospital serving the country. Port-au-Prince is made up of 850,000 people, and that's where this hospital is located. So I spent a week there, and then the following week I spent with the University of Maryland, Baltimore Shock Trauma Center at another camp, tent hospital. We'll be returning to MediShare March 25th through April the 2nd. And they have a NICU unit, a pediatric unit, ER, an ICU, an operating room where we'll perform hopefully hundreds of surgeries. So we have a team of 18 ER nurses. We have two paramedics from Urbana Fire Department who will be joining us, five surgeons. So hopefully we can do as much help as many people as possible.
Yeah. Maybe you would tell us about the work that you anticipate doing over the course of 7 days. I suspect that you'll be working each and every one of those days from sunup to sundown, maybe beyond.
From what I understand, and Amanda could probably elaborate on this, is the hospital can accommodate 42 volunteers. And each week, the hospital is or new volunteers come in on a weekly basis to staff those 42 positions. Depending on the staff that come with you, kind of dictates the services that are provided. Dr. Oliphant, who's a general surgeon, will be providing general surgical services. Dr. Doles, who's an orthopedic surgeon and a orthopedic trauma surgeon, will be providing treatment for broken bones and amputated limbs. And then, of course, Dr. Panos, who's a plastic surgeon, will be doing general plastics services. And I anticipate it'll be a lot of old wounds that have been neglected and treatment that for old wounds. As regarding the services that I'll provide, in fact, the general surgeon who's the chief of surgery at the hospital, he emailed me recently about a tumor, for a bone tumor that a patient has in one of their jaws. That will be one service. But we can provide anything from cleft lip and palate to broken jaws to broken bones in the face to infections of the face. So it will be a lot of services, I think, that our team will be able to provide.
Yeah. Amanda, what kind of work will you be doing?
Well, you know, the last time I was down there, I've had experience with, I worked in the emergency room, I worked in the operating room, I now work in the post-surgical recovery room. So the last time I was down there, I kind of had a wide variety of areas I could work in. This time I'm leading this, I've organized, coordinated this whole team. So hopefully what I'll do is provide breaks for people, work in the OR, work in the ER, work in the pediatric unit, maybe work in the clinic is what I did last time, and hopefully support my team, do whatever I need to, give them one or two lunch breaks in a week and just be there to support.
Utility player.
Right.
Yeah. What kind of facilities and supplies will you have to work with? Is that an issue?
The supplies is definitely an issue. It takes thousands of dollars to ship supplies, and Carl has a warehouse that they've offered us any supply that we'd like to take with us. Carrying on those supplies is one of the ways that we're going to take some of the supplies, but of course there's certain regulations according to what you can carry on. But we'd love to ship the supplies, but it's so expensive. There's some supplements that supplemental feedings that we could ship down there, but they're so heavy. So that's one of the reasons why we're looking to the community for support to ship supplies along with our other expenses that we will pay for out of pocket. As far as the facility goes, it's an amazing facility that's been set up and it's growing every day. They have a lot of the supply or a lot of the instruments that we need. Of course, we'll have to make do and do the best that we can, but supplies are limited.
Yeah. What's the outlook for building healthcare facilities outside of Port-au-Prince so that you have just more than, you get some clinics out in rural areas or in other cities?
There are several travel clinics outside the city. A lot of people in this area from different churches have traveled to Haiti to some of the travel clinics and helped out. There's just not the funds, though, to build those hospitals. Like I said, there's one hospital in the city. It's Adventist Hospital, which is primarily run by Catholic Relief Services. And they also have teams of volunteers who come down and help. But it's not a critical care hospital like this hospital. It's the only other hospital. There was another hospital, General Hospital, which shut down last June. So they no longer accept patients. It's just these two hospitals serving Port-au-Prince.
I would imagine the patients are really happy to see all you guys come, wherever you're coming from, across the United States and from other countries as well.
I think, perspective, being in America, and we know, of course, healthcare has been debated vigorously over the last year or so. But, the perspective of people who need healthcare down there is completely different. For someone who's uninsured and doesn't have health care, there is urgent and emergent health care available in an emergency room, and people won't be turned away in the emergency room. Down in Haiti, that's not true. There just isn't people to provide the care. So if you're sick, if you're injured, there's nowhere to go. And it's your own luck. And so people will be, I imagine, will be very grateful for the services that we'll bring.
What would you like us to know about your Haitian counterparts, people who are there day in, day out, every day of the year?
Well, the nice thing about, people say, you're really going to go to Haiti? But it's actually a breath of fresh air, and it's a nice break from... we love what we do up here, but it's a nice break to go down there and to be able to treat people who are grateful and need us and know that we're just practicing simple medicine, no politics, just good people who have a lot of love to share and appreciate you and you it's Valentine's Day and there's a lot of love in the air, but this is a type of love that you don't get to experience every day. Yeah. You know, it's a simple, pure love and gratitude.
How can people learn more about your mission, which you're calling Field of Dreams for Haiti?
We have a couple ways. If people are interested, there's a couple ways to donate. There's flyers all over the community. There's fundraisers going on. Different schools are doing different fundraisers for us. Several salons in the area. This week, particularly, there's a fundraiser going on Thursday, Friday, Saturday. There are several salons that will be donating proceeds from haircuts to our team.
Yeah.
And then we'll have a Facebook page, actually. If you go to Facebook and you go to Field of Dreams for Haiti, you'll be able to follow us the entire time we're down there, up until the time we go. And then when we're there, we'll be posting pictures, posting news feeds as what's going on, and videos. So you'll be able to follow us like you're right there with us. Yeah.
We'll also have a link to these things that Amanda has mentioned on the WILL website, and that'll be coordinated also.
Okay, very good. There we have to leave it. What a wonderful Valentine's.